comes forth. You know, we just got out of a series called Divine Trust. Mm. Now we're getting ready to go into a new series called Faithfulness in God. Now just bear with me for a few minutes. This series is going to help us see how God's faithfulness reaches out to us so that we in turn can show our faithfulness to him. God is unfailing in his faithfulness. He shows that in so many beautiful ways. He's a personal God who makes himself known to anyone who asks. His faithfulness extends to all creation. God created the universe and he set it in motion, the physical laws that govern creation. It wasn't an accident. It is precise and ordered. Science exists to discover what has been since the beginning. Throughout the Old Testament, you can read about all of the promises that God made to his people, to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the prophets. All of his promises are true. This is not only true for the people living in that time, but it's true for us today. Matthew 28 and 20 says, I will be with you day after day to the end of the age. The Holy Spirit in us is what enables us to live the life that we're called to. We cannot do it on our own. The Spirit of God in us shows us that God will keep all of his promises of his word. He would not be who he is if he failed even one of his promises. He has never failed us and he never will. God is completely sovereign. He's infinite in wisdom and perfect in love. Through God's word, the Holy Bible, we can see that God never changes and that he never fails. His promises are demonstrated throughout the total scriptures. God's word is powerful. And those of us who hear it, we study it, we hide it in our hearts so that we can be transformed by it. Sometimes we all struggle with faithfulness and keeping the commitments we make towards God and others. We will never be able to keep them based on our own strength because it can lead to self-condemnation. But when we trust Christ, it helps us to recognize that we can do very little without him. But with him, we can do all things because he becomes our strength. Faithfulness cannot be accomplished outside of a devoted relationship with Christ. As followers of Christ, it is important that we are faithful to God. It is one thing to simply believe in him, but another to be faithful to him. When we are truly faithful to God, this shapes the way we live. God's faithfulness towards us is able to bring us into his image and likeness, which enables us to walk in his faithfulness. God remains faithful to us no matter what, but it is our responsibility to respond in faithfulness toward him. So, let us prepare our hearts and minds as we seek to learn more about God's faithfulness and great love towards us all as his children. I will now turn it over to our very own Sister Linda, who will begin this series.
I praise God for each and every one of you. I just praise God because we are truly overcome by the words of our testimony. And I just praise God that, you know, like Jonathan said, you might share something that, you know, might encourage somebody else. So I just praise God. I just praise God for just waking me up this morning, you know. I just praise God because on a few weeks ago, I had to go in for my yearly blood work, you know, and when my results came back, you know, you never really expect things, you know, but when my blood work came back, the doctor told me that my white blood count was very low. And I was like, my white blood count is low. And I'm just, you know, my mind just started racing, you know, we got Google. So I'm Googling, why is my blood count low? You know, and they had all this stuff about, you know, cancer, heart disease. You know, they had different things. So, you know, sometimes your mind just goes to the worst. You know, and I was like, you know, I say, God, no, No, like we said earlier, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. The doctor told me, well, we're going to redo your labs in a few weeks. So I went back on May 3rd, had my blood work drawn again. All this time, I'm praying, I'm asking, I asked the church, they prayed for me. You know, I'm touching my body. You know, I'm saying, Lord, heal me. Whatever's in me that's not of you, take it out. You know, take it out. So, my, you know, they wasn't getting back to me. So I was like, well, what's going on? You know, and I was like, no news is good news. So I was like, okay. I emailed my doctor, you know, they got back to me within 2 days and they came back and I said, I praise God because the doctor said, your blood levels are back to normal. So I just praise God for that. You know, they were saying maybe it was just some type of virus or my allergies was going on, but I just praise God for that. I just praise God for that. And I just want to just encourage you all, you know, that, you know, you got to just stand fast in the Lord, you know, anything you're going through, you know, just give it to him, you know. God, we're not here to suffer, you know, and you know, God wants us all to just rely on him. So, you know, I just wanted to share that testimony with you all. And when you just go back and just listen to that song again, you know, I listened to the words. It says, it said, great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. He says, all I have needed, they have he has provided. Great is thy faithfulness. It says, pardon for sin and peace that endures thine own dear presence to cheer and guide me. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. So I just want to say a prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you. Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity to come just share some words of encouragement, Lord, with my fellow Free Spirit Worship Church family, you know. Lord, I just ask that you just guide my heart, guide my mind, guide my mouth, Lord. Let the words of my heart, you know, be acceptable in your sight, Lord Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hello. And as Sister Dee introduced, we're going into faithfulness. Faithfulness, faithfulness. You know, and, you know, I just labeled this, or I just titled this, How Great is Our Faithfulness? You know, I, you know, Googled and I looked up the definition of faithfulness. Faithfulness is the quality of being, faithful, fidelity. Faithfulness is to a person, cause, or belief demonstrated by continuing loyalty and support. Faithfulness comes from a place of trust and loyalty. Faithfulness is one key to God's blessings. Being faithful is trusting in God. And I just asked myself a question. I said, have you ever thought about the faithfulness God has towards us or our responsibility of the faithfulness towards God? Some of the scriptures I want to share with you on today, I'll be coming out of Lamentations 3, verses 21 through 23, but I'm going to focus on 22 and 23. Also, and that's on page 962 in the Voice, if you have it. Also, 1 John, as Minister David, he spoke on this earlier. 1 John 1, I'll be coming from verse 8 and 9, and that's on page 1513. Hebrews 10, verse 23. That's on page 1491. And 1 Peter 4 and 19, that's on page 1506. And then also I'm just going to be just sharing just some of Galatians 5, 22 and 23. So I'm going to start reading on in Jeremiah. I mean, no, Lamentation, excuse me. It's talking about, it's Jeremiah. Oh, okay. Lamentations 3, starting at verse 1. Afflicted I've seen and know what it's like to feel the rod of God's anger. In the absence of light and only darkness. Darkness, that's where God has driven me. Against me and me alone over and over. God raises his hand instantly. Bones are broken, skin rubbed off, and the flesh wasted. This is God's doing, besieged in hardship, wrapped in a husk of bitter poison and trouble, brought to darkness like those dead and decaying and left there alone to live. 7. Cut off from every avenue of escape, God has fenced me in and tied me up with heavy chains. Crying and carrying on do me no good. God shuts out my prayer. Closed in and blocked by walls of cut stone. What path have I left? He has twisted and confused my steps. Dangerous as a stalking lion or a lurking bear. God lies in wait for me, dragging me off the path and tearing me up. He has left me desolate. Drawing back his bow, God aims straight at me with his own arrow. Ever true arrows ready in his quiver. Now sink into my gut, echoing taunts ring round me from the mouths of my own people, laughing and joking about me all day long. Enough, he has filled me with bitterness, saturated me with gall. For he curses my teeth with the mouth filled with gravel. He humiliates me, trampling me in ashes. Fragmented myself, knows no peace. I cannot remember what it is like to be happy. Failed, I say to myself. My hope fails in the face of what the Eternal One has done. Grievous thoughts of affliction and wandering plague my mind. Great bitterness and gall, grieving my soul, sinks back. These thoughts crippled and sink down. Gaining hope, I remember and I wait for this thought. Verse 22, how enduring is God's loyal love? The Eternal has inexhaustible compassion. Here they are every morning new. Your faithfulness, God, is as broad as the day. And in the King James Version, verse 22 and 23, it says, it is the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed because of his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And, you know, when you go back, and I just read 1 through 22 or 1 through 21 to just give you some background of what was going on. And basically, it's Jeremiah. And Jeremiah wrote the book of Lamentations. Lamentations are like laments or cries of, you know, sorrows and stuff like that. Jeremiah wrote Lamentations in a time of grief, natural mourning after Jerusalem fell to Babylon in 56 BC. It says In Lamentations, we see Jeremiah deeply. He is deeply troubled, you know, and deeply grieving because of the destruction of Jerusalem and the devastation of his nation by the Babylonians. But the depth of his grief then shines a ray of hope. God's compassion is present, and he is safe, and his faithfulness is great. Despite God's discipline of them, he never stopped loving Israel. And Jeremiah realized that is the only way that the Lord's mercy that he prevented total destruction. And, you know, when I was thinking of that, I was thinking of how many of us woke up this morning praising God, you know, for a new day. You know, maybe yesterday wasn't such a great day. You know, maybe it was. We did or said something that wasn't right or wasn't Christ-like. You know, maybe we even sinned. How many of us struggle when it comes to faithfulness? It's because of the Lord's great steadfast love, we are not consumed. We should not be consumed by grief, heartache, lack, envy, bitterness for his mercy. That means I'm talking about his forgiveness are new each and every day. I want to read First John 1:8, verse 8 and 9. And it says, if we go around bragging we have no sin, then we are fooling ourselves and are strangers to the truth. But if we own up to our sins, God shows that he is faithful and just by forgiving us for our sins and purifying us from the pollution of all the bad things that we have done. So there's no expiration date on God's mercies toward us. His mercies are new every morning and available to those in need. We all have ups and downs. Some mornings we get up on the wrong side of the bed, and even we find God's mercies waiting for us. The beginning of a new day could be seen as a symbol of God's light breaking through any darkness or any turmoil that we may be going through, and his mercy overcoming our troubles. In Hebrews 10:23, it says, let us hold strong to the confession of our hope, never wavering, since the one who promised it to us is faithful. Let us consider how to inspire each other to greater love and to the right and to do righteous deeds. And I got one last thing. Where's my paperwork? Oh, it's there. Just remember, forgiveness is always available. As Christians, we have to continue to display God's love, as in, you know, the characteristics that God showed us in Galatians 5:22. It says, I know I wrote that down. Why did I do that? Galatians 5:22, which is on page 1434. Let me get It says the Holy Spirit produces a different kind of fruit. We as Christians have to continue to show unconditional love, joy, peace, patience, kind-heartedness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You won't find any law opposed to a fruit like this. So in closing, I just want to just continue, just encourage you all to just stand faithful in God in whatever you do. You know, continue to encourage each other. Continue to just reach out to each other when you're, you know, feeling despair or distress. Learn or know that God is faithful and God is there to give you strength, whatever you may be going through. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, I just thank you this morning, Lord. Lord, I just ask that you continue to just bless each and every person, Lord, on this Zoom call. Lord, let us continue to just bless our families, Lord Jesus. Lord, let us just continue to just remain steadfast, Lord, and faithful in you. Let us continue to just show love one to another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.